Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We have another hour to go. And if we can help you with your garden problems, or maybe you need some ideas or some help with the project, give us a call. It's 800-259-9231. Remember, next Monday is Valentine's Day. And I've been telling you a lot about this orchid show in the state of New Hampshire. And one of the reasons is they had a problem earlier in the week where the show was canceled due to a problem at the Radisson. The problem has been fixed. And the flower show is still on. So write your calendar. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week is the 20th annual State of New Hampshire Orchid Society Flower Show. Radisson Hotel in Nashua. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the website is www.nhorchids.org. And believe me, if you've never gone to an orchid show, bring your sweetheart and you will be in heaven. And remember, Valentine's Day is next Monday, and you better not forget that either. Don, good. Who's up next this hour?
Up next, this is Chuck from Massachusetts, who has a question or a comment, more or less, on pellets.
Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and you?
Oh, not bad. I'm going to try not to slip on the ice. Like a skating rink out here.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You had a question from a lady about wood ash from burning pellets.
Yes.
And I've been in the pellet industry since 1989. I won't give you all my credentials, but the short answer to her question is ash from burning pellets is the same as ash from burning wood. Pellets are made of sawdust, and it's the process of forcing them through the mill under pressure and high temperature that fuses the pellets into a pellet. It's a naturally occurring lignin that's in the wood that actually binds them. If she's getting an odd smell from them, they may have sprayed. In the East, they make pellets out of hardwood, which has less resin, obviously, than softwood, and sometimes they'll spray lignin on it. But on the bag, there should be a reference to a PFI, Pellet Fuel Institute, standard of premium pellets. And they can't put any additives in there. If they did, it would cause corrosion in the stove. So the wood ash is wood ash. And I agree with you 100% on pressure-treated lumber with the added advice that if they burn, and they never should, pressure-treated lumber, it could damage the inside of the stove and the chimney as well. It isn't to be done, regardless, you know, and much less put it on the garden. But pellet ash is wood ash.
So pellet ash is perfectly safe to use in the vegetable flowers and everything?
I know of no one that is producing a pellet of waste wood. Years ago, not that many years ago, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, some companies came up with the idea of recycling old pallets, wood pallets. You know, when they get broken, there's thousands and thousands of these things, and what do you do with them?
Right.
And they tried grinding them up and making pellets out of them. The process worked fine. But first of all, there's metal from when they're grinding up the nails And secondly, who knows what wrote on that pallet? I mean, it could be oil, it could be a chemical. And in the intense combustion in a pellet stove, it can cause corrosion. They had a situation out west some years ago where they were making pellets out of trees, the sawdust from trees that had been floated down the Columbia River into the salt brackish water near Portland, and the salt was absorbed, and the salt was corroding the stoves. The material that's burned in a pellet stove needs to be pretty pure. It needs
okay.
to be wood.
So, you know, that's one thing I love about doing this radio show, Chuck, is that if a question comes up and I'm not quite sure, that there's somebody listening out there like you that's willing to come on and share your knowledge and your background with my listeners, and I really like that. You know, you really help to make my show better. You help me to feel more comfortable, and I really do appreciate you coming on and telling people about this, because a lot of people are using pellet stoves now. It's becoming a very popular way to cutting back on heat costs. And again, Chuck, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you taking your time and calling and sharing your knowledge and background with our listeners.
I do get your newsletter. I'm actually writing a manual for a pellet stove right now. But there's visit www.pelletheat.org, and there'll be all kinds of information there that you can, if you want to put a little blurb in your newsletter, that's where you can get accurate information about pellets.
Okay, so pellet heat is all one word, right?
One word, correct.
Okay, then I will definitely do that. I'll put that in there, Chuck. Thank you. I appreciate that. Don, who's up next?
This is Joe from Vermont, who has a question about sterilizing soil.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Sorry about your injuries.
Things happen.
You got to get a pair of studs for your shoes.
Well, my father-in-law, my son's father-in-law said, maybe you should tell Paul to start wearing a football helmet. I'm telling you, that ground was so hard.
They do make studs, Paul. They do make studs that slip over your shoes.
Exactly. I think I'm going to have to start wearing them.
Hey, I know a little something about the pellets, too. I just told your man who takes the phone calls. I've been using the ash from the pellets in my garden for a while, and I did call before I used it, and they told me that the only thing they use is a little bit of mineral oil for lubrication. Other than that, there's nothing in it but sawdust.
Right.
So I've been using the, the ash from the pellet stove in my garden and on my lawn for quite a while.
Yeah, I was just a little bit concerned that when the woman said that she was getting a smell from it.
She could be using softwood pellets, and the smell is the pine. You get a bit of a pine smell.
Okay.
So that's a possibility. Or she could be getting a smell from the mineral oil.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, what was your question?
My question is, I make my own potting soil. I use soil, sand, and compost. I live up in the woods, so I get a lot of compost. How do I sterilize it? It works fine if I use it in a plant that's already, if I buy a plant from the greenhouse and I want to put it in a pot, it works fine. If I use it for potting soil, I have what they call damp off, the plant dies, and so I'm trying to sterilize the soil. How would I do that?
What you would have to do, normally like a large greenhouse, they would use a special chemical. What they would do is they would mix their potting soil, put it in a big pile, and square it like a block. they would cover it with a piece of plastic and then inject underneath the plastic. When I used to do it, I used a product called Vapam. And Vapam worked very, very well. And then you would have to take off the plastic, let it air out, turn the soil over to get that smell. Very, very distinct smell. For you, you can't do that. In small batches, what you need to do is to put it in the oven. So, I mean, you don't need a lot at the same time. So go to the supermarket and buy those cheap tinfoil pans that you would put a real big turkey in. If you don't have a turkey pan big enough, they're made of molded aluminum. Very inexpensive and just something that you can throw away when you're done with it. But get one of those, put your soil in it, put it in the oven at 350, cook it for 1 hour, and after an hour, it's hot enough that any seeds that were there are all cooked and they're dead, and any bacteria, so weeds and fungus problems, insects, are all killed with the heat. If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
from that to County Clare. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
And welcome again to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Sandra from Massachusetts, who has a question about birds.
Sandra, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Good morning. I'm so sorry that you fell down.
Thank you.
Oh, you better be careful, hon.
Oh, yes.
I got a question that it's not really garden related, but maybe you can help me. Last week you were talking about how difficult it is for the wildlife and the animals, and you know, I've been feeding the birds. I put food out on, like, there's a roof, it's the second floor, and the birds can swoop down and get it. And
right.
Some squirrels have come. Paul, they got in the house. The squirrels got in the house.
The squirrels got in the house?
Yeah, they got in the house. They found their way into the house, and they came to a closet in the kitchen, and I can't get rid of them. I don't know what to, I don't want to hurt them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I put, like, you know, a metal barricade there, and they find their way around that. They're pretty aggressive little creatures, you know?
They are.
Will they go away in the spring?
You don't want them to stay in there that long.
I don't want them to have babies in here or anything. You know what I mean?
Right. You don't want them living in the walls of your house. I tell you what we'll do, Sandra. Send me an email. My email address is parent at roadrunner.com. And we'll talk off the air, but you're going to need to get those squirrels out of there. There is one thing. Some of the, like, feed and grain stores, if there's some near you, will rent and also sell what's called a have a heart trap, and it's a wire trap that when they go inside, the doors close, and it doesn't hurt them at all. And you could set that up in the closet where the squirrels are coming. And then once you catch them, then you can take the trap outside and release them outdoors. But what you're going to have to do is figure out how they got into the house in the first place. If they ate a hole through the rafters, through the eaves, maybe they ate a hole through one of the ventilation windows in the peak of your house. But you're going to have to plug that. So you're probably going to have to call somebody to come and look at your house to figure out how the animal got into it. And you do not want to leave them in your house. Don't worry about the babies. What you want to worry about is if they eat the rubber on the wires in your house. If they do that, it could start a fire. So this is not something to play around with. You need to call somebody that can look at the house and figure out where they got in and plug up that opening so that they don't come back in or others come back in. But there's something called a have a heart trap, and that will catch them without hurting them, and then you can release them back outside. But you got to plug up the way that they got in originally, okay? But send me an email, and then we'll talk, and I'll try and help you out that way. Thank you. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And remember, the Radisson Hotel, Nashua, New Hampshire, February 11, 12, 13. That's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's a wonderful orchid show. Absolutely fabulous. The website for information, nhorchids.com. The price is $10 for adults, $6 for seniors, and children under 12 are free. And when you go on the website, you get information about coming early, buying a ticket, and if you get there before the show starts, you can go in and take pictures before the crowd gets really, really heavy. But you got to reserve that ahead of time, okay? Call us now, 800-259-9231, and we'll work together to help you have a better garden.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health, and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Eileen from Rhode Island, who has a question about a begonia.
Eileen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you.
I have a question about a tuberous begonia that I took in last fall after the foliage had died. I potted it up, but I didn't put it deeply in the pot. You know, I covered with soil. And I stuck it in the corner, the coldest corner of my basement. And I'm wondering, when should I take it out and kind of wake it up?
Okay. Now, did you cut the top of the plant right down to the ground?
No, I left a little bit above.
Okay. So right now, if you look at it, is on top of the soil should be all dead tissue, right?
Right.
Okay. Pull all that clean, all that dried up tissue off of it, and I'm going to say about between March 1st and March 15th, bring it upstairs out of the basement, give it a good drink with some warm water, and if you want to mix a little bit of liquid food like Miracle-Gro with it, keep it nice and warm, and within 10 days or so, new shoots will come out of that bulb, and it will begin to grow. And that will give you a jump start. Tuberous begonias You can buy at your local garden center during late March, April, May, and June. And if you can get a head start on them, that way you can get them to bloom ahead of time. And it's a wonderful plant. And by you keeping it in that pot, you have not disturbed a root system or the bulb. And that means that the bulb that's there that you planted last year has probably gotten larger in size, and you may end up with two or more shoots that will develop from that bulb. Now, the one thing you have to remember with a tuberous rooted begonia, the bulb itself is in the shape of a cup. So as soon as you water it, tip the pot on its side, so because it is cup shaped, you don't want water to build up in that cup and rot it. So water the plant really well. Tip the plant on its side just for 10-15 seconds, so that if there's any water that has built up there, it will drain off of that cup shaped bulb and will eliminate problems. Now, this time of the year, put it in full sun. And the more sun it gets, the better. The reason is your days are short right now. The intensity is not as bright as it will be during the summer. And if you put it in an area where it doesn't get any direct sunlight on it, the plant's going to get very, very tall. It's going to fall over. So lots of sun, and at night, if you can put it where it's going to be cool or even cold, so at nighttime, it should be as close to the window without touching it, unless your windows are drafty. So if you've got good, tight windows, there's no draft, leave it right near the window, because the cold coming in will cool the plant down and prevent it from growing at night. And that will give you a thicker stem. And other than that, you'll be in great shape. Now, here's something that you probably didn't know. A tuberous begonia, when the bloom opens, you have three flowers. A great big one in the middle and two small ones, one on each side of the original bloom. So when it opens up, you get three flowers, and it's really beautiful. If you want the big flower to be even larger, break off the two smaller flowers, and all that energy will go into the main flower, and it could be as much as 30% larger in size. Try that on a couple of them, and you won't believe what happens. But you've got a great plant, and if you can keep it growing in that pot for another year or two, what you'll be able to do on the third or the fourth year is in the spring, dig the bulb out of the pot, and you'll see how big it is. You'll actually be able to pull it out of the pot, clean it up, and then you put it on some wet peat moss to get it started, or some artificial potting soil. As the new shoots begin to form on that bulb and you see where the buds are, you can take a sharp knife, cut your bulb in half, making two. Now, where you cut it, you get some garden sulfur. You get that at any garden center, and you rub the garden sulfur where you made that cut, and it will seal it. You let the air dry like that overnight, and then you plant it, and you'll have two tuberous begonias. Isn't that neat? Thank you for the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from New Hampshire, who has a question about weeds.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call here. I planted some comfrey years ago in my herb garden, and it just kind of took over. I dug what I thought most of the roots out, but apparently I didn't get all of the roots, and it's just been a mess trying to unload this comfrey.
Right.
And I didn't know what I could use to kind of eliminate it somehow.
Okay. The best thing for you to do, Bob, is this. Wait until the comfrey is up about a half an inch to an inch in height and leaves have begun to open up and unravel. And you see that it's beginning to really actively grow. But about, let's say, 1 inch in height. I want you to take, mix up some Roundup or Cleanup. And you don't need a lot. And what you're going to do is put on a rubber, like a Playtex glove or some kind of a rubber glove. Get a cheap pair of cotton gloves. Put them on top of the Playtex glove. Then you can dip your hand in the Roundup, and it won't get through the rubber glove. Now, your hand will become the applicator for the weed killer. So you put your hand in the Roundup, make a fist to squeeze off the excess. Now, you can take your fingers and your hand and rub the comfrey and not touch the other perennials or the other herbs in your garden. Because if you take a sprayer, the mist is going to drift on your oregano or basil or rosemary or whatever, and a Roundup will kill it. So by using an old or a cheap cotton glove on a plastic glove or a rubber glove, your hand, you can touch all the leaves that you want. Wait a week or 10 days, put the gloves back on, and do it a second time, and that will kill everything that's there without hurting the surrounding plants. Again, if you take a mister or a sprayer, it's going to drift, and it's going to kill everything around it. That way you can target that particular weed, the comfrey, and kill just that and not hurt anything around it. And it works wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I do that if you've got Pachysandra, if you've got English ivy, myrtle, and you've got like poison ivy coming in between it. You can't put a poison ivy killer because you're going to kill the myrtle or the pachysandra or even junipers. So you take a glove, like I just told you, and you grab a hold of the poison ivy leaves, and when they get wet with the Roundup, it will be absorbed into the leaf, taken down to the root, and kills the plant without hurting the plants around it. You give it a try. It really does work well. And when you're done, take a pair of pliers and carefully grab a hole of the tip of your fingers to pull the cotton and rubber glove off at the same time, and that way you can save it for the next time you need to reapply the product. So you can use them a second time or even a third time. But you can't grab it with your hand, especially if you're using it to kill poison ivy, because then you'll get it on your skin, you'll get poison ivy there. Okay, give it a try. It works well. Don, who's next?
This is Janice from Rhode Island with a question about rosemary.
Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
At Christmas time, I bought two rosemary bushes that were kind of shaped like little Christmas trees.
Yes.
And the tag said that they were not edible.
They're not edible?
Yeah.
Rosemary, rosemary is very, very edible.
I've grown it before, but I don't know why these. I didn't know if it was something that, the soil not Was it grown? Can they grow it some way that it would make it not edible?
No. Was there a tag in the pot that gave the name of it?
Oh, boy, I did not see that. The tag that I remember reading just said that it was not edible.
Boy, I've never heard of that.
It smells wonderful, and I unfortunately killed my other huge rosemary plant, so I wanted to try to keep these. They're going just beautiful, and they smell wonderful. But I'm afraid to cook them and put them in my in my cooking.
Okay. Let me do some research for you, because I have never heard that. I mean, I've used all kinds of different rosemaries for cooking purposes, and I've never run across one that says do not cook. Now, it could be that when they were growing it, they used a systemic insecticide on it to prevent insects from getting on it. But something like that does have a lifespan in the plant and in the soil. And it would break down with sunlight and with the microbes in the ground. Let me do some research for you and tell you what. Send me an email. parent at roadrunner.com. And I'll do some research and see what I can find. And I'll try and respond back to you directly. And if not, then I'll talk about it next Sunday on the radio. Rosemary, do not eat. Doesn't make any sense. It has to be that it was treated with some type of insecticide. But let me do some research for you. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, we're 42 days away from spring. We're 35 days away from daylight savings. That woodchuck in Pennsylvania did not see his shadow, which means winter is not going to last another 6 weeks. So there's a lot of positive signs out there. I want you to feel better about yourself. I want you to go to my website, paulparent.com. On the right side, it will talk about garden articles. Click there, and it will take you to a page that says seed catalogs. And there's about 70 or so seed catalogs listed right there. And you can order those. A lot of them are free, and you can order right off the website. Order the seed catalogs, spread them out on the table when it's snowing, and start to plan your garden. Get some graph paper, or even just regular paper, and figure out the size of your garden. The whole secret to gardening is do not put them too close together. Give them some room to grow. Think of it this way. Do you feel comfortable in a crowd where everybody's bumping into each other? No, you don't. Your plants feel the same way. You've got to give them some room so that they feel comfortable, and they're going to grow a lot better for you. So give your plants some room to mature. Give your plants some room for the air the flow around them. If there's air movement around your plants, less diseases and less insect problems. Also, the sunlight can get to the plant better, and that means that your flowers will be more numerous. If it's a vegetable garden, that means more fruit. So you have to do one thing for yourself this year. Say to yourself, I'm not going to jam that garden so full of plants. I get excited. I want to get as much in as possible. I have to say to myself, calm down. Plant a few. Enjoy those. If there's room, then you can add. But it's hard to take them out and move them away. So give them room. Get some seed catalogs. Again, go to paulparent.com. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. It's at the top of the front page. You can see last week's. I gave you 5 shrubs that will be in bloom during late February, early March. Okay? So sign up for the newsletter. Then click on Garden Ideas and look for the seed catalogs listing at the bottom. Click on there, and there's about 70 seed catalogs that you can get for basically nothing. That way you can plant out your garden, you can see the new flowers, the new varieties of vegetables, and you will feel a lot better. Next week, on Thursday, the newsletter will have some articles on when and how to start vegetables from seed, indoors and out. We'll also do a story on Martha Washington geraniums. And we're going to talk about Valentine's Day flowers. How to choose them, how long they'll last, and the cost. And next week, we'll talk about Valentine's Day also, because next Monday, not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, is Valentine's Day. We want to try and help you to choose the best flowers for your Valentine. Also, we're trying to give you some of the meanings of the flowers. What does a rose mean? What does a carnation mean? We'll give you all that information next week, 6 o'clock until 10. So tune us in to your favorite radio station, and we'll try and work together so that you have a positive feeling about the arrival of spring. I know it's a long ways off. There's a lot of snow. It's cold. It's icy. It's slippery. Believe me, I know very well. Okay? But you've got to start to say to yourself, winter is coming to an end. I'll be in the yard before long. I'll be complaining that it's too hot. I'll be complaining that I have to mow the lawn. I'll be complaining that there's a lot of weeds. It will be fun. Have a great week, everybody. Watch the football game, the crazy commercials, and enjoy Sunday. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Don, thanks for all your help. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.